10? All right. Hey, as you're making your way in, thank you. I know it's a little bit hot in here, but it's Kenya night. So Kenya's on the equator. We have to make it as realistic as possible. So, but we have the fans running, and hopefully some of the cool air from the hallway will come on in. And we still have a few people that are kind of trickling in. So before we get into it officially, on the back is our thank you gift. It's a travel mug. It's 40 ounces, I believe, with the Rescue and Revive logo. There's a couple other small items inside of it. There's the resources from Rescue and Revive Ministries where Lou is sitting back there. And then also there's a lady who attends Spencerport Bible who hand knits sweaters and scarves and hats. She puts a little Jesus Loves You tag on them. That's all free. If you want one of those articles or you want to take one to give away or two, please do so. Her heart is that they be taken and that they be used. Scotty, enjoy that sweater. Please take, yes, please take the sweaters, take that. My hope is that everything is gone on that table. If you know someone in need or if you're in need or if you have a child, whatever the case may be, please take it. Travel mugs, we have enough for everybody. The only thing we ask again is if someone's not here, don't take a travel mug for them because you never know. And we'll be using them probably in the future as well if they don't get taken tonight. So to begin with, my friend who's been attending Spencerport Bible, Jack, he's actually from the Republic of Congo, but that's one of the places, one of the countries in Africa where they speak Swahili. So he came in a little bit late, but I said, well, we already prayed for the meal. Where is he? Is Jack here? Where is Jack? There he is. But I said, I'll have you come up and I'll have you say the prayer for the program. So I'm going to ask Jack to come up in a moment. Come on up, Jack. And while he's coming up, I just want to acknowledge a few people. There was a man I met teaching a safety course in Buffalo named Dan. And we started a conversation. I said, whenever I meet someone from Africa, I say, where are you from? And of course, if they say Kenya, I try to speak Swahili as best I can. But he's here tonight. Dan, so we have a native from Kenya here. Dan, if you just raise your hand, thank you for being with us tonight. We have some guests from Liberia, Vonnie and Patience. They've been here for 15 years. There's another gentleman, and I think his name's Bernard, yes? Where are you from, my friend?
Jordan.
From Jordan?
Georgia.
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 Not Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, Atlanta.
Okay. I said, is this a country in Africa I don't know about? Okay, all right. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us, so thank you. I thought you had some type of Africa. Well, thank you for being here with us. Okay. So with that being said, again, the restrooms are outside. As far as giving goes, the envelopes are on the end. We're not going to force an offering, but it's just an opportunity to give. In fact, I'll tell you my position as I've thought about it for a long time as far as tithing, offering, giving. I realized a long time ago you really can't grow in tithing because tithing means 10%. And God loves a cheerful giver. That's what the Apostle Paul said in the New Testament. And we've never charged for anything. We'll continue to not charge. But if you feel you want to give toward the work that's going on in Kenya through Rescue and Revive Ministries, then you're free to do so. There's two baskets in the back. They're on those pillars. You just put your whatever check, cash in that envelope. You can put in those baskets. And then we'll talk more about the giving at the end. There's some other details if you want to give online, so on and so forth, okay? But, Mutumishi ya Mungu, asante sana, kuomba, kuomba. Over here, okay? He'll pray for us to start.
Pray
in Swahili?
In Swahili,
yeah. Okay, we're going to pray in Swahili. We can close our eyes. Asante bwana kwa magharibi ya leo, tena kutuwezesha kwa mali hapa. Asante kwa kila umoja bwana ambaye umetuwezesha kuwa na mali hapa bwana. Tunasema asante sifa na utukufu zikurudilie kwa makuna majabu ambayo kuna tenda wa maisha yetu bwana. Tunaenda kuacha programu mikononi mwako bwana. Bariki ambaye atakayetuongoza na sisi ambao bwana tutenda kusikiliza programu bwana utuwezeshe bwana. Bariki kila umoja ambaye amekuja bwana umwezeshe na mahitaji ya kila umoja bwana uende kuyajibia bwana. Na yua bwana utakuwa pamoja nasi, ukianza nasi na ukimaliza nasi na programu tunaacha mikononi mwako. Amen.
Amina. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much for that. Sante, thank you. Before we get into the program, I want to start it off actually with last night we were here setting up, and like I said, this was really a work of so many people. But Alma, if you know Alma Miller, Alma and Andy almost here last night, dropped off a speaker, and I said, you know, let me, if you want, can you just sing one song of worship, just one song? And she agreed to do so. So I know, there she is. If she would come up, we're going to open up with just one worship song because it's the appropriate way to start. And then we'll get into our Kenya video after that. The Kenya video is on our last trip for both Kenya and Uganda. It's about 6.5 minutes. But let us start off with a song of worship together.
Good evening. It's so awesome to be in the house of the Lord. Here's a beautiful scripture. This is Psalm 9. And it says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the wonderful things that you have done. I will sing with joy because of you. I will sing praise to you, God Almighty. We are going to sing a song that we are all very familiar with, is How Great is Our God. And there's going to be a section in it where you're going to hear Swahili. So if you know it in Swahili, then join me, all right?
How great is our
Beautiful way to start. Thank you. You may be seated. As they're preparing the video, let me give you a few minute, just a few moment brief, a reading of scripture, because this scripture is really the scripture that started, really birthed in my heart, the desire to go to Africa and Kenya specifically. You'll know it well. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. I remember praying that about the age of 43. And if God allows me to make it to August 8th, I'll be 49. But I just remember praying that and the burden becoming stronger. And there were some other confirmations, which, again, if you take that Moving Mountains book, it explains it. I don't have time tonight. But God will answer prayer. And he knows the desires of your heart. And he will align those desires of your heart with his. And it is his desire that none should perish, but all would come to saving knowledge of him, Jesus Christ. Takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So keep that in mind as we watch this video. This is from our third trip where we were actually traveled over 20,000 miles in air and vehicle. We went from here to Qatar, Qatar to Nairobi, drove from Nairobi to Kitale, to Uganda, back into Kitale. It was really a lot of travel, and it was really an amazing trip. So I pray you enjoy this video, and then afterwards I'll come back up to introduce our speaker.
The beauty of Kenya. Yeah?
Yes.
Mungu akubariki sana.
You can have my heart. You can have my mind.
This is the maize. We thank God that everything is doing okay. The maize are coming out. They are growing very well we have a lot of rain now. We are experiencing a lot of rain. There's a lot of maize coming out, and we thank God for everything. Thank God for the maize. If you can see, this is the maize. This is the maize now. It's in the land, the shamba. We call it shamba here in Kenya. We call it farm, shamba. We thank God for what he's doing here in this maize farm.
Thank you, overseer and the team from Rescue and Revive Ministry. It has been a wonderful time to minister with you in Turkana, in Nambale, in Kisoko. God has been so faithful to us, and I just want to thank everyone who has been praying for us in America, and just to make sure that all the meetings that we had, the conference and crusade, and all the areas that we have been, that may God continue blessing them. Whatever each and every person who gave out support the ministry, God continue blessing you so much, and make sure that we go to another step.
Amen.
As they start planning to go back to America, we are praying blessing to them, and that they may go well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it was quite a trip, and like I said, that was our third time there, first time in Uganda. But I realized something in the last trip that I really want to devote the rest of my life, internationally speaking, to Kenya. I realized, you know, I was considering Pakistan, and there was a pastor I was speaking to over there. We got into Uganda, and Uganda is even more impoverished than Kenya is. But I really feel as if I'm to devote the rest of my life internationally to Kenya, and that's what I plan on doing. And there's so much to be done there. It's really the land of opportunity, that feeding center, which you'll learn more about in the PowerPoint, and what $1, what American dollar can do in terms of shillings. It's about 10 to 15 times more in shillings. And so the opportunity is really endless to help people practically and spiritually. And so you'll learn more about that. I'm going to introduce the speaker, which most of you know. I was telling Dan from Kenya that he became known as Jitu, which is giant in Swahili. And I would add to him, I would say Jitu ya Mungu, because that means giant of God. I've known Randy for about 6 years, and he would never claim that title himself. But I've known him long enough to know what God has done in his life, and I've had the opportunity to travel with him 3 times to Kenya. We've traveled all over the eastern United States on crusades. His ministry that he started, Camry, is now part of Rescue and Revive Ministries, really become one of my closest friends and brothers in Christ. So he's just going to share his heart a bit about Kenya. So if you please welcome Minister Randy. Yeah.
Use that mic, Pastor.
Yes, did you ask him up there?
He's got one right there.
Go ahead.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, as I was watching that video, I have to really say I'm very humbled today. Very humbled. I'm very stubborn. My grandpa used to call me stunata in Italian, stubborn, all my life. And I'm still some stubborn ways with the Lord. But after seeing that video and being a part of this, even when Pastor Dominic had asked me if I would come and share my heart about Kenya, Africa, I begin to feel the Lord drawing me again to go back. And tonight, after all this, I know that God's calling me to go back to Kenya, Africa, and I'm so honored to be able to go back to that country. Amen? Amen. I want to share tonight a little bit. You know, the media shows a lot about Africa and other continents and other nations, and they show all the poverty, they show all the ills and evils, and it's there. It's there. But there's some beautiful things about Kenya, and I'm not the only one who can testify to that. Pastor Greg, Minister Jeff, that were there with me, along with Pastor Dominic. They can also testify of some of the wonderful things that we partook in Kenya. And that's what I'm going to try to do in the few minutes that I have to speak. But I just want to share real quick one scripture. That's all I have. It's got a lot of stuff up here. Anyways, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says this. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall become my witnesses. Amen? And unto both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's something that Rescue Revive Ministries has lived and has walked. And I'm a testify to that because I've been a part of Rescue Revive Ministries since 2018, 6 years. I got a text from Pastor Dom. I won't get into all that because I'm not here to talk about that. But I'm here to talk about that Rescue Revive is a ministry that lives and walks what Jesus commanded the apostles and the disciples in the book of Acts. Because now, not only is he ministering locally and all around the country, now he's been going internationally, and I've had the privilege to go with him for 3 times. Amen? And I stand humble because it's only God. But I want to share real quick. Each time we went, COVID came out. The second time, it was a war with Russia and Ukraine. The third time, it was Israel and Hamas. Why do I say that? Because you see, in the natural, there was all these battles going on, but also in the spiritual, there were battles going on. The first time we went was 2021. COVID was here, but it had not yet really peaked. So we had access to the plane. Minister Jeff was with us, Pastor Greg, myself, and Dominic. And we got treated like royalty. I mean, it was incredible. Everybody welcomed us in the plane, everything else. But nobody in Kenya thought we were going to make it. Everybody says there's no way they're going to come here because of this COVID. But God said, yes, they are. And he brought us there. And they were calling us Magazuzu miracle. In other words, they were saying we're a miracle for being there. And it was an incredible time. And we saw so many beautiful things. We met some beautiful people. But they weren't the ones that we were supposed to hook up with. See, you got to go and you got to let God build faith. And he's got to test you and all that. And Dominic was tested. I'm going quick because I don't have a lot of time. But you can read the book. It's out there. Over the Mountains. Did I say it right? Yeah, move that mountain. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So here we go. We end up going out that night, me and Minister Jeff and Pastor Greg and myself. And Dominic said, I don't know why he said it, but he really scared me when he said it. He says, if any of us are left behind, if any of us test positive COVID, we got to stay. We got to stay. I said, Dominic, why are you even saying that, man? Because we had to get a test over there. Okay, 6 o'clock in the morning, he comes in my room and he says, Randy, I've tested positive. I thought he said I tested positive. Man, I almost died right there. I said, what? I tested positive? I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not equipped like this man of God is. I'm getting there, but I'm not. And I'm gonna share why. So he had to stay back. Pastor Greg and Brother Jeff and myself, we prayed and we all said, we'll stay with you, whatever. Whether he said, no, it costs the ministry too much money. I'm going to stay. And he stayed. But in that staying, God worked out the real people he wanted to meet and begin to build more faith in him. Because it's not easy doing international ministry. You're going to find that out in a few seconds. So he stayed. Amen. Praise God, he came back. Amen. So then he says, we're going back again the next year. Now COVID's at its peak now. COVID is rampant all through everywhere. So we're all excited about going. I'm not going to say anything. If you took the vaccination, that's on you. If you didn't, it's okay. It's personal between you and God. Myself, I didn't. Neither did the men that were on that second crusade. We didn't, or eventually, going to Kenya, we didn't take the vaccine. So we're excited. We got all our equipment. We go to JFK in New York City. We're standing there in line, and I'm excited. We're going back. We get up there, and they denied us because we didn't have our vaccination. And I was like,
you talk about getting hit in the stomach and your air being knocked out of you. That's what it felt like. It really did to him and Pastor Greg and myself. And I said, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to be honest with you, church. I wasn't the hero there. I was not the hero. There was one person and then another person, and it was Pastor Dominic became the hero and the fighter that fought for that trip. Because let me tell you something. He refused to accept the fact that we could not go to Kenya. He says, wait a minute. No, we're going. So he did all these phone calls. He got a hold of Nairobi Africa Airport, and they said, yes, come, you're welcome, we welcome you, come. That's how they are over there. Come. But America wouldn't let us go. You talk about a brick wall. You talk about a mountain. You couldn't see around it, under it, neath. You couldn't see nothing except we ain't going. I had made plans in my heart. I said, well, I'm going to call home and tell them I'm coming home to do, I'll be there to do ministry the next day. Because I didn't think I was going. And Diamond says, no. There was 8 other missionaries with us. And they all, one by one, left. Pastor Diamond says, go pray. You and Pastor Greg, go pray. It's COVID, so they got no chairs, hardly any chairs. So we had to sit on there. We're sitting on the ground, and we're praying. And I didn't know what was going on. Dominic's running back and forth, telling us, keep praying. So me and Greg are praying. And you got to know Pastor Greg. He's the most mellow, most calmest man you'll ever meet. He don't get rattled. And it was a blessing to me, but sometimes it got a little aggravating to me too. I said, Pastor Greg, aren't you concerned? Randy, God's got it. Dominic's praying. Let's just pray with him. So we did. 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours go by. Dominic finally comes and he goes, praise God, we've got a flight to Kenya. Hallelujah. Yeah. We ended up getting on Qatar Airlines, one of the best airlines you ever want to fly to international by none. It's the best. They got the best food, best accommodations. You that are going to be going, you will find that out. But here we are, 11:30 at night, walking on the airplane when everyone said you can't go. The devil said you can't go. But God said, yes, you're going. Hallelujah. Because he fought in prayer. You got to fight sometimes for things. Amen? And that's what God did. He tested to see how bad you really want to go. How bad do you want it? 7 hours running back and forth through the airport. Pray, you guys. And he take off. Didn't know where he was. But then here we are on our way to Qatar. And it was amazing because nobody was on the plane, hardly at all. So the stewards comes back after we leveled off. She says, you guys want to go up in first class and lay down in the nice comfortable chairs and go to sleep? You can. You believe that? Hallelujah. That's our God. That's not man. That's God. So we went up in the first class and we laid down and we went to sleep because it's 15-hour flight. Amen. I just wanted to share that because to me, that was a milestone. And it taught me how to hang in there. Even now, today, I have to fight. We have to fight, church. We're in a battle. Amen. If you want what God wants for you, you got to fight. So anyways, that all happened. And we got there. And it was incredible. I mean, they picked us up. And we started journeying. And it was late. And it was dark, and we were kind of wondering, you know, is this guy going to be able to stay awake driving us? And we went to this one place over the side. They have coffee, and we had coffee, and we had bread with butter. Some of you people that lived in Africa, you know what I'm talking about. And begin to witness to people and share to people because they couldn't believe who we were, what we were doing there. Because, see, we went places where most preachers don't go. We went to the rural areas. We went to very remote areas is where we went. So anyways, we just finally the sun started breaking. And we were in this area. Oh, help me. What was it called? It was where it's all greenery, the mountains. I can't think of the name of it, but some of you may know that's lived there. Huh? The Rift Valley. the sun comes up and the Rift Valley's there, and it's so beautiful and green and plush and mountains, and you look down and valleys, and we're driving, and next thing you know, we're starting to come into Katale. We see Katale. Katale is the breadbasket of Africa. A lot of farmers in there. Beautiful city. It's not like our cities, I'm not going to lie to you. The streets are nothing like ours. The people are so different than Americans. They're so hospitality. Many of the people we met, we never had a problem with anybody. Most of the people greeted us. Welcome, be at home, and be at peace. I love when they used to say that. Even in the restaurants, we go in a restaurant. Welcome. You know, that was their favorite word, welcome. And they welcome you. And it's real, it's not fake. So then we go to the hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel. And I'm like, wow, Lord, you've just laid out the red carpet for us. It was incredible. And the people were so kind and so beautiful. And then I'm going to go a little faster. And then we went out to preach. And wherever we went to preach, they would come up and they would open the door for us and usher us out. I mean, the hospitality and the honor that they give you over there is unbelievable. It really is. You feel like you're some kind of movie star. I even said it to Dominic. Be humble, Randy. Be humble. You got to be humble because pride can enter in your heart real quick. And you can think you're a bag of chips and all that, but you're not. You're God's servant. Amen? And they know that. So we would sit, and then they would bring cold water to us. Cold water they would bring to us. And we would drink it. And then we would preach. And we would minister the gospel. And some people say, well, were there any miracles? Yeah, there was miracles. We were miracles. They're miracles. Amen? You see, God said this to us. You're not going over there with all the theatrics. You're not going over there with all the things that a lot of the people from America go over there, and they fleece the people. They lie to the people, and they teach all the prosperity stuff. I believe in prosperity. Amen? But I believe when it's given for the kingdom of God. It's given to meet your needs, not so people can get wealthy and rich off you. And these people work hard. Most of them are farmers. Most of them have land. And that you've seen that beautiful place. Let me tell you about that field we saw. When we first went there, I said, there's no way they're going to make anything out of this. I did in my heart. I said, Pastor, are they going to be able to do this? Because it was just all fields. Just nothing but fields. And it was like, wow, are they going to be able to do something with this? There it is. You've seen what they did with it. Now they're growing mace. Now they can feed people. They can sell it and make money for themselves. That's what Pastor Dominic wanted to teach them. Not to just give them money, not just to give them things, but to teach them how to do things and farm, give them property, give them an opportunity to prove themselves and be a farmer and have mace, which is one of the main big products over there that they sell over there. And also to feed the tribe, Tucana tribe, that's way down in the desert there. And that was an incredible moment. You've seen some of that, some of those people. I'm kind of jumping around because there's a lot to say, and I don't really have a lot of time, so I'm trying to hope you can bear with me. That was the second time. The third time is when we went over there with no resistance, hardly any resistance. Hardly any resistance. Lord just opened everything up. Anyways, we went there to the Tucana tribe, and it's an incredible place. They love the Lord, and they love people, but they have nothing. Absolutely nothing. I asked what these round huts were made out of sticks, and that's their homes where they sleep. I remember the chief said something to me because I had a Rescue Revive hoodie, a black one, and I brought it to give it to somebody, and the Lord had me give it to the chief. And I says, Chief, this is for you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, man of God. And he put it on, and it's hot. I said, Chief, you should wear that later when it's cool. Oh, no, I like the heat. Don't bother me. I said, okay, Chief. But he said something that really, really shook me, and I'll never forget it. He said, we have water today, but tomorrow we may not have no water, and the children may die. the people may die because no water. No water. That one picture you've seen us walking down that beautiful valley, that mountain that was a heck of a mountain. We were driving and driving and driving and driving all the way up to the top of it. And when we got there, we started going down a little bit. Then we stopped. I said, what are we stopping for? What's going on? We got to walk. Walk? Okay. You know, we got our nice clothes on because that was one thing Pastor Dominic always wanted us to look presentable. I said, man, I should have wore something different. We're walking down that valley, and it's a rocky terrain, and it's the most beautiful area you've ever seen in your life. How many seen the King Kong movies? Serious. The mountains that he comes out of and all that, it was like that. It was just a huge, beautiful valley. And we're going down this rocky terrain, and I seen this lady. She's walking, and she had on her head a bucket. She was carrying a bucket on her head. They do that over there. It's amazing how they can balance that. And she's walking. I mean, she's walking. And I went over to her. I says, sister, I says, what are you doing? I'm going to get water. I said, water? She says, yes, I have to get water for my children. I said, where are you going? She goes, I have to go way up and find it. I have to find the water. I said, what's your name? She said, my name is Mercy. I said, oh, what a name. I said, may God have mercy on you, and may you find this water. That's some things that goes on in the rural areas of Kenya. See, church, they can't go to a water fountain and just turn it on and rushing water comes out like it does here in America. They can't do that. They have to hunt. They have to find water. I remember when I went to Africa, I asked Pastor Dominic and I asked Pastor Max, and you'll never meet a more humble, more true, faithful servant than Pastor Max. It really is. God put him in his life, and them two have bonded. They're true brothers with one another, and he's the most faithful, the most humble, the most kindest man you ever want to meet. He really is in Africa. And I said, Max, I says, Pastor Max, why they got all these buckets everywhere? There's buckets everywhere. He said, oh, really? That's so they catch the water when it rains. What? Yeah. So they can wash clothes. They can wash their Buddha Buddhas. Those are the motorcycles, they call them. So they can keep your clothes clean. And we've seen it. Jeff, Minister Jeff seen it. The next morning after, because it rained every day. We're in Africa. It rained every day. Every night it would rain around 5, 6 o'clock. But we seen it. The next morning, they're all out there washing their clothes and cleaning their cars and everything because of the water that God gave them. Think of that. And these people love Jesus. They have the most beautiful smiles. I'm telling you, I fell in love with some of the people over there. I love these people. And the little kids, oh, my gosh, they'll rip your heart out, these little kids. I remember I was standing there with Kosiko. I was standing there, and this little girl grabbed my hand. I didn't know what it was. I looked down, and it was a little girl looking up at me. Beautiful eyes. Grabbed my hand. And I looked over, and the mothers, because they watched the kids, they kind of nodded. And I could pick her up, and I carried her, and I sat her on my lap. And she stayed, and she's touching my nose and my chin. Same way with Dominic. Same way when Minister Jeff was there. Same way with Greg. That's how it is. That's how they are. They're so fascinated. They're like our kids. They really are. But they have so little. So little that they have. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how can these people love you and have so much joy because they'll dance for hours. I mean, hours they'll dance unto the Lord. And I said, Lord, how can they do that? And I really believe the Holy Spirit shared with this in my heart. He said, because they're not connected to things. They're connected to me. Who's the source of all love? Who's the source of all joy? Who's the source of all contentment? And I remember a Kenyan woman said this to me. She says, Kenyans don't know they're poor unless you tell them. They don't know they're poor until you tell them. I never told anybody. I never said anything. I never said it. I wouldn't say it. I said, you're rich in Christ. Mud huts made out of mud. They dry it, and it's like brick, and they build it, and they put grass over it, and they're so proud. They invited us to their home, right? It was a mud hut. Dirt floor, but they were so proud and clean, clean, clean. Woman's always cleaning it. That's what they have, some of them. So in Caseco, we went and met a man named Pastor Sheikah. He's a wonderful man of God. He's another ambassador for Rescue and Revive Ministries, an ambassador for Christ. And he had a little church, and that became our first Rescue and Revive Ministry church in Caseco, Africa. And he was so happy for that, so happy that we honored him and prayed over him and his wife, Pastor Greg, and all of us, and we prayed him and ordained him as pastor, overseer of that church. So much joy, so gratefulness, and so much faithfulness. And because of that, many of you, you gave your monies so that Pastor Max and Pastor Sheikah could have motorbikes. And you have no idea how that changed their life. You have no idea. Now they can go all over the place. Max is everywhere on a motorbike. Sheikah, Pastor Sheikah, for your kindness, it changed their life because that motorbike now, they can travel instead of walking or trying to get a ride somewhere. They're very proud people. They don't like to ask. I learned that over there. Very proud. But now Rescue Revive is getting ready to build a church to seat 100 people in Caseco. That little church is now going to turn into a church that will seat 100 people. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. And that's your contributions. Whatever you give, that's what's going to go to. Pastor Dominic asked me to share this. So I'm going to share it. That's what we'll go to give them a better church, a bigger church. And then also in Tucana, Pastor Dominic says, we will get water for you, but it may take time. See, you got to tell them you got to have patience because they want everything now, like us in America. They thought we were going to build it right there. We had the money, but we told them, no, we're not rich. We got to go back home, and we got to pray, and you pray. So we want to build them a water tower, and because the Bible says there's water in the desert, folks. There's water in the desert. And we believe there's water there. I've shared a lot, but I want you to know one thing. We went to, I hope I say it right, Dave, Caricho? Caricho? Caricho. We went to Caricho, and that's where all the tea crops are. And it's just for miles and miles of green tea that they grow over there, and it's really good tea. That's what you get a lot over there is tea. And me and Dominic, Pastor Greg, we're going to this church we're invited to, and we're walking through the tea fields, and there was two women there, and they're just singing and praising the Lord while they're picking tea, putting it in burlap bags. I mean, this is what they do. This is so simple life in the areas that we went to. Now, there's very educated people in Africa, too. Nairobi is one of the most beautiful city. It's an incredible place. But we went to the rural areas. We met people that were living in rural areas in the country, kind of like where I'm from the country. But Africa is a beautiful nation. There's many colors there. There's beautiful scenery. There's beautiful landscaping. And yes, there's poverty and there's evil. There's addiction. There's drug addiction. There's alcoholism. There's prostitution. There's child slavery. All that stuff has got it. Just like America, no difference. They need the gospel. They need the true gospel. And that's what Rescue Revive Ministry brings. We bring them the true gospel. We teach them holiness. We teach them consecration. Things you don't hear in the church too much. And we teach them to be separate and to have a relationship. Pastor, I'm going to end with this. Pastor Greg, we named him Rain because he speaks about the Holy Ghost. He speaks about prayer. He speaks about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Pastor Dominic, we call him Thunder, because he speaks to him as a father with correction and discipline. And let me tell you, sometimes he says some things, I didn't know if I was going to get out of there. I didn't know if I was going to make it back to America. I said, oh, Lord, no, God, please. But then he always says, are you going to hate me because I tell you the truth? And they listen. They want the true gospel. And now they called me Lightning because I bring excitement and exhortation. Amen? So those that are going to come down the road, we have to get a nickname for you too. I'm sure the Holy Ghost will have one. Amen. I'm looking at two people right now, but I won't say nothing. So I hope you had a better idea and perspective of Kenya, Africa. It's not like they show you on the media. It's not. The people are beautiful. They love the Lord, and they love their nation. Amen? And one more thing I want to say, and I'm going to end, because I don't have good teeth. They have some of the people got the most beautiful teeth I've ever seen. And that's the truth. You know why? Because they don't have fluoride and all the stuff that we got in our water. They don't have all the crap we got. God bless you. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit touches your heart to give. And I can tell you one thing. The money will go where it's supposed to go. And one more thing. That man of God right there, I would never travel with anybody in the world, around the world, but with Pastor Dominic. He is a true leader over there and here. But over there, it's a whole different person because there's so many different obstacles that if you're not a good leader, a strong man, you can get in some big trouble real quick. And that's the truth. God bless all of you. Love you in the Lord.
Okay. Well, we're on track to end on time. One thing I'll tell you, Brother Rich, Habari Johnny. One correction. I know because if you know Randy, you understand his personality. By no means am I a hero. I'm nowhere near a hero. I'm not. Where's my wife? Talk to her. Okay? The hero title, it would be, it's not existent. Okay? But he's very kind and he's a loving man. So I take no credit for anything that happened there. It's a work of God that he's just used those that are willing. Just like some of you will be willing. You'll be willing to pray. You have prayed or give or physically go over. So thank you, Minister Randy, for that. I'm going to show you just a quick slideshow to break down some of the things Randy was talking about. Then there'll be an opportunity to give. As you know, the envelopes are there on the seats. And then you'll be free to go. You can hang out. We're not going to kick you out. We do have a lot of food left. Please take food. I know Pastor Greg's back there. Please take some food because we have a lot. Okay? Also, I want to make sure I talk to you. Pastor Nick, so hang out, okay, don't leave. But you're welcome to stay. That tent's out there, we have an outdoor service here tomorrow at Spencerport Bible, picnic afterwards. If you're looking for a home church or you want to visit, you're welcome also. You want to stay overnight at COD or something? No, that's too far. All right. So if we could go to the PowerPoint. Thank you. The mission's always the same. People will ask, well, what do you do in Kenya? In fact, where I went to get the puff, those little like dough desserts you had, they call them mandazi in Kenya. The guy said to me, he was feeling me out, he's from Nigeria. He said, what do you do over there? I said, rescue the lost, revive the saved. We have our last in gospel, Jesus Christ. He's like, okay, but what is your mission? I said, rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting. It doesn't matter if it's in Rochester, if it's out along the northeast campuses, the marketplace, it's always the same. Because I realized a long time ago, the gospel is first and foremost for the lost, but it also brings back life into those that are saved. And so many times in the streets of America or in Kenya, people will come up and say, hey, I was backslidden, but I really needed to hear that. Man, I'm really excited. God really touched my heart to do this. And that's the power of the gospel unto salvation, it says in Romans 1. There's our ministers. He mentioned our ambassador because he doesn't have a physical church. He goes all throughout Kenya, places we talk about, all the projects. He's our hands and feet in Kenya. And I tell him this all the time. I said, Max, my prayer for you always is that you're humble. Because there, and my African friends know this, okay, those that are from Africa, you know this. At the center of everything is money. Why? Because they don't have it. And so that's always the seduction, is to compromise. And Max thus far has been faithful for 3 years, and I do love him dearly. Ashika, Patrick Ashika, he's the pastor of the church that we're in the process of building a metal sheet church for him. We've sent most of the materials over. Tonight we're hoping that funds that come in will go toward the metal sheets, the concrete, and the labor. And so to build a metal sheet church over there for 100 people costs about $4,000. Here, you'd probably get a few of these seats. That's about it. Last year, the money that was raised at Kenya Night, those are the motorbikes that were purchased in Kitale kind of the headquarters of Rescue and Revive, because that's where Max is from. And we have a wonderful hotel we stay at there called Grand Tenacity. But those are the motorbikes. Let me tell you something, a motorbike will change a life. Now, those motorbikes cost about $1,600 a piece. You will get a mountain bike, not a motorbike, here. Not even for $1,600. And so to you, when you understand, I'll be very candid with you, we are the rich. I'm looking at rich people. I am not, if you know me, I am not a wealthy man by American standards. I fly over the ocean, I go to Kenya, and I become a wealthy man.
Amen.
And that's a reality. When Jesus, when God speaks to the people, when the Holy Spirit inspired the scriptures, he didn't put an exemption for Americans. When he was talking about, when he was talking to the rich young ruler, I realized a long time ago that rich young ruler was me. That's us. We're richer. The poorest here is richer than 95% of the entirety of the world. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty by any stretch. This is a reality. And so an opportunity to change a life with $1,600 or build a metal church for $4,000, that here, none of that would be possible with that amount of money. It's the land of opportunity in Kenya. And I won't be foolish enough to expect somebody to go to Kenya the way we have. But I know there's some who are my brothers and sisters in Christ that want to contribute to the work. And so that's what we're hoping happens. Let's go here. The projects, equipping and mobilizing indigenous ministers. We have Ambassador Max, Pastor Ashika, for gospel ministry through conferences, crusades, and meetings. March, we have a team of 7 or 8 right now committed. It's $2,500, includes everything except for passport and yellow fever. But that's including airfare, lodging, meals, everything, $2,500. Secondly, Rescue and Revive Feeding Center, you saw it. Shamba, or farm, that's our feeding center. When that corn and maize gets harvested, hopefully in December, we plan on giving it to the areas in need, like Turkana, like Kisoko, the areas in need. And we're going to go over the logistics with that, Max and myself, when we get closer to harvest time. But the cost to sustain, that's about $2,000 American. And then the new metal sheet church for RM Kisoko, the project is underway, as I told you. Maybe $3,000-$4,000 to complete. We had somebody give a $500 check. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. He's not here tonight. And he's like, oh, I want to give to that. I want to give this amount to that. And that started it off. It was before Kenya night. So we have most of the materials there, but we got to get the metal sheets. That's when we were standing on the ground of the feeding center. It's amazing because we went there to look. And the name of the man who rented it out to us was named Emmanuel. You know what Emmanuel means, right? God with us. And it's just how God kind of confirms things. And that's the sign we have posted on the land, because you realize, you know, if you know me, I went over first with the intention, we're going to preach the gospel. That's what they need. They need the gospel. And they do. They need the gospel. But the filler of the gospel is to feed them and to clothe them and to give them water. That's what fills the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. But James says faith without works is dead. If you see somebody in need, you don't just say be warm and be fed and move on.
Amen.
So the works are the byproduct of the gospel. So that's what we intend on doing. That's the sign that you may have seen Max with. That's the church. You know, Randy didn't tell you this, and we only got about 5 minutes, 10 minutes left, just so you know. We met Ashika the first trip. Never forget it. We're walking. We were with a man that wasn't such a good man. He was a charlatan, so to speak. And we're walking down the road in Kisoko, I think, after lunch. And we see a littler man. It was Pastor Ashika. We didn't know him well. But, man, you could just see in his eyes, his face. We just fell in love with the guy. And I said to him, I said, maybe we're going to buy you a bike someday. I never thought it would happen. I found out later the original minister we were with, who's not really a minister, he told Ashika, if they give me the money, I'm never going to give it to you.
Wow.
So you have to understand, always at the center of everything is money. But this man, Ashika, has been faithfully pastoring in this room in Kisoko. That's a picture on the wall out there that I've hung up. That's RRM Kisoko out there. So for them, you got to understand culturally, and my African friends can verify this. It took me a while for it to click. You have to understand, culturally speaking, for them, worship for them, they go inside a church. I know for us, it's like, ah, we'll meet in the home, we'll meet over here, we'll meet on. For them, they feel that there's a holiness to gathering in a church. And it took me a while to click, because he wouldn't ask me. But once he said, Lord, please, can I just ask one time, maybe we build a church. And the first time I didn't, then And then it just clicked. I said, you know what? This is how they perceive the structure. It's important to them. And what does it cost to build it? $3,000-$4,000. Here we'd get a door. We'd get two doors. So we're working on that. And our hope is when we go over, God willing, in March, we dedicate that church. Just like we dedicate that. We dedicate that brand new church for Rescue and Revive Ministries, Kisoko, Kenya, and Pastor Ashika.
Praise God, brother.
This is them getting praise the timbers God, for the church.
Everyone, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for the gift of life that he has given us. And also to thank Rescue and Revive Ministry for accepting the call that God has given them to start building a church at Kisoko. Rescue and Revive Ministry Church at Kisoko. Today, I've come this side just to make sure we collect the material. We have done the collection, but now we are doing the issue of timber. We considered that we should just buy our own trees and do our timber. We hire someone who does it and with the machine so that he can bring out the timbers that we want and they fit in a reasonable price. I want to thank my brother Ashika for doing this work faithfully and also to make sure that he oversee everything that is being done here in Kisoko. Just to add on that, he will also sharing his views on this.
Okay, so that was when they were collecting the timbers. That's the last materials we got for that, which remains only the concrete, the metal sheets, and then the labors to build it. So we're about half or two-thirds there as far as getting the building started. There's the stones, there's the bricks that we've purchased. There's the sand, that's Kisoko. And it's a rural area. A little bit poor, not as poor as Turkana. By the way, in Turkana, when you saw those necklaces around those ladies, the necklace around those ladies, this is how primitive this tribe is. They live in the desert, and their basic diet comes from goats and shrubs, pretty much. That's what they have. If you saw a woman wearing this necklace, that was to symbolize that they're the firstborn woman, and they were to remain pure, a virgin, and their loyalties to that tribe. That's how primitive the people are in Turkana, which, you know, eventually you... getting to know them, Max has built a relationship with them, you may have to address that, but just to give you an idea, that's why I call this Kenyanite uttermost. It is the uttermost, at least in Kenya and probably the world, because Soko would play into that, not quite as poor, but that's where our one church is. And rather than trying to plant churches everywhere, in fact, our first trip, a couple people offered us an entire facility, but I knew that it was not of the Lord. It wasn't. It was a Gibeonite type situation, if you get that reference in the Bible. So this is God's hand, and we want to see it come to pass. There's the water well. That's what a water well looks like. And there's the people of Turkana. There's those necklaces. If you saw them, the woman with the stick earlier, that's how they clean their teeth, with the stick. I'll tell you a personal testimony about that takes 2 seconds at Turkana. I never forgot this. When you go to Turkana, a place like this that's out in the remote, it's a desert. It's really hard, and it was very hard because they got softer hearts than I do, Randy and Pastor Greg, to not give these kids food or whatever because they all run up to you. You're Mzungu, you're a white man. They see you stick out like a sore thumb. But we were waiting one day in Turkana. It was flooded. We couldn't get over the first day. So we were waiting, and we had a bag of chips, and not that it was a mistake, but I took a handful of chips like this, and the car window was slightly open. And I'm telling you, I put my hand out with the chips, and literally in a millisecond, they just grabbed it as quick as they could and starting it. Now, if I did that to a kid over here, they'd be like, what are you doing? But that's how desperate they are. We drove a little bit further down the road, had a half bottle of orange soda. I don't know if it was Pastor Greg or Minister Randy. Gave it to this little kid. The kid took it and chugged it, probably 3 years old. We don't know that here. Fighting over lollipops. We put those dum-dums inside the travel mugs because that's what we brought the first time we brought dum-dums. I'm talking about the candy, not the guys that went over. But literally, they will beg you, they will push, and the leader's got to say, go back, get back. And a dum-dum here would be simply a dum-dum. That's a reality. That's a reality that they live in. And we have an opportunity to help, as the Lord would instruct us to do according to his holy word. So the water well, we hope to start. We have the layout. In fact, I just showed it to Pastor Greg yesterday that Max sent to get the permits and start to find the place to start drilling. So that's, we're in progress of getting that going. Building one brick at a time has always been the philosophy. There's a lot of dreamers in Kenya. Oh, we're going to start a school, an orphanage. I'm like, guys, slow down. That's not how my God works. My God wants to see faithfulness. We build one brick at a time. I don't believe any man is given some huge ministry after being in ministry for 1 year. It doesn't work like that. God wants you to prove yourself faithful in the little. Then he gives the increase. So we build one brick at a time, and the pioneering phase is now officially over. I thought it'd be one trip, maybe two. Took three, but it's over. That's why we can bring a bigger team. I understand the culture more. We understand the culture more. We understand the people more. Understand the landscape more. We have good, solid relationships. The first time, there's no way. If someone's going to go down, I'd rather have it be me. I'm not going to be. I don't want to be responsible for somebody else going down in some way, shape, or form. I was so thankful it was me that got tested for positive for COVID. I didn't really have it. That was another deception. But I was so thankful it was me. I can only imagine if someone we brought over that wouldn't have been able to handle something like that. But now we're ready. Now it's the right time. To everything, there's a time and a season and every purpose under heaven. Now is the right time. So the pioneering phase is over. We're building. And the March 2025 team, God willing, will be doing street ministry. That's something we didn't do until last time. I realized something. Hold on a second. We could go out on the streets here just like we do in America. Maybe not quite the same. But we go out, we pray with people, and they're willing. If you saw Pastor Greg, Minister Randy kneeling down, couple of ladies working with the beans. They were wonderful people. Prayed for them. We're going up to people's houses, praying with them. We go, we buy some fruit at the stands, we give to the people. So we're going to do street ministry. An hour a day, hour and a half a day. We'll see as the Lord leads. Equipping conferences, Kisoko, that's our base where our one church is. It's a beautiful place. Turkana, you saw the primitive place. Kitale, church dedication, we hope it's built by the time we get there. The feeding center should be in full swing. And we hope the Turkana Water Well Project, too, has broken ground on that. There's a school called the Peak School. Randy, you'll remember this. We went there. It was on the second trip. We want to go to the places that have the greatest need. There's a great need there in the Peak School. So we're hoping to partner with them. And so, as it says, pray for the team. All details are covered. God's will be done. Before I tell you that, I just want to acknowledge the people that have committed, and some, you know, you never know who's going to show up, who's not. Pastor Luis Diaz, who knows Pastor Luke? Hope Christian Fellowship, Eastside. He is committed. He has gotten his passport. He said he was going to be here tonight with the deposit, but I know, Pastor Luke, something probably came up that beyond his control, but he's going to be coming with us. Minister Randy, if you want to stand, just stand for a moment. Pastor Greg will be returning. Minister Jeff, if you stand, please, just the people that I call that I know are going. Pastor Steve and his lovely wife, Ruth Petrovich, you could stand up. Steve came in to the board meeting the other day, and I go, Steve, you still going? He goes, I am definitely going to Kenya. I was like, wow, that's quite a sight. I said, okay. So those two, there's a brother named Dave Custis, again, who couldn't be here tonight. He's another one, and I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. But we have seven or eight, and the first time we had four, the last two times they have three, but now it's time. Now it's time. Like I said, the pioneering phase is over. So keep that in mind. So for the opportunity to give in a moment, there'll just be a song that plays. I remember last year, before the Kenya night, we were talking about it, and I said, well, should we pass a plate or something? And Andrew's like, no, we're not going to pass a plate. It's like, well, that's not, okay, all right, it's fine, no problem, I got you. Because really the purest form of giving is just now begrudgingly or out of necessity. It's what the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament. You simply give because God has inspired you, has touched you to give. That's all. You've seen the work, you've heard the work, and so now it's between you and God if you want to give. So many people have already in more ways than one, more than just financially, but through prayer, through words of encouragement. I could tell you so much. Randy told you a lot. I could tell you so much more. You do see the hand of God on these trips. Why? Because you have to go by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, his word says. So I want to just pray. I want to say thank you for coming out tonight, taking your valuable time and hearing about what's going on in Kenya. please take food, please do, because I don't want to see food wasted. We'll use some tomorrow for the picnic, but please, we have so much to take. So I want to pray, and after I pray, there'll be a song that plays that talks about Niwewe Bwana, which is the subtitle of that resource, which means to you, Lord, it's all you, Lord. And that became kind of our theme song because we know that that is true. Niwewe Bwana. So I'm going to pray. The song will play. There's envelopes. If you want to, if you don't want to use an envelope, you don't have to. That's simply, we're a 501(c), so you do tax benefits. If you want it, you write down your name, your address, our treasurer. Come tax time, we'll give you the benefit you deserve. If not, then you don't need an envelope or you don't need an RRM envelope. There's some blank envelopes there. But I want to say thank you in advance. Please take a travel mug. I'm using mine. I love it. Take a travel mug, cookies. There's resources back there. Please take some of those hand-knit clothing that Rondi made with her heart. Please, be blessed. Let's pray, and then that's pretty much the conclusion. You have an opportunity to give if you want. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this night tonight. Lord, it's always different than how I think it up. Lord, your thoughts and your ways are much different, much higher. The heavens are than the earth, your thoughts and your ways than ours. But always wonderful. Lord, we don't want to do things according to our way. Your word says a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So we want our steps to be directed by you. We acknowledge you and your presence and your lordship here tonight. We thank you. This is a work of God through the family of God. We thank you for every person here, every tribe, every tongue, every nation that's representative here this evening, God. We're all part of the same family of God, made possible by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's in that name that we pray. And all of God's family said, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Ni wewe tunaweza kusema ni wewe Bwana ni wewe ni wewe ni wewe Bwana ni wewe ni wewe Bwana
ni wewe ni wewe Bwana ni wewe ni wewe Bwana
ni wewe Jehova Jireh ni wewe umetutosha
ni wewe
Thank you.